Australia's first purpose-built establishment for convict women sent to the colony of New South Wales was built on a four-acre portion of land on the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. Designed by emancipated convict Frances Greenway, the foundation stone of the female factory was laid in 1818 by Governor Macquarie. In 1821, convict women were transferred from their living spaces above the town jail. The female factory operated as an assignment depot, prison, place of industry, and medical facility until 1847, when it was repurposed as an invalid and lunatic asylum. Here, local historian Anne Matthews speaks about the historic experiences of the first women to inhabit the female factory.
The female convicts that came out, they were in those buildings. And one in seven of the Australians today have an ancestor that was in those buildings. The female convicts that came out to Australia and that were in the female factory had a hard time. They were brought to a land that they didn't know, away from their family and friends. And a lot of them had to leave their children behind, their husbands, or maybe their husbands were even out here already. They might have been sent out as convicts. The ladies were bewildered, I think, by the time they got here, and a lot of them did play up, which of course the military and the magistrates and everybody were very hard on them, and they added to their sentences. They may have got sent out here for 7 years for something very trivial, but it might have been added onto that they finished up, they were 10 years or even longer in the factory. They were able to be assigned out, but even that, they weren't treated properly when they were assigned out. And they finished up back in the factory. They were able to marry, and they had a choice. It wasn't forced onto them. A lot of them used marriage as a way of getting out of the factory. A lot of them, once they were out, they absconded and finished up back in the factory. Some of them made a go of it and went on to become good Australians, good citizens. They either were farmers or they ran a shop, or the husband might have been a tailor or might have been a shoemaker. You know, their children went on and became decent peoples.
You have been listening to Anne Matthews discussing the experiences of the early women of the Parramatta Female Factory. This recording was prepared by the City of Parramatta Council in 2018 and features music by Chad Crouch. The City of Parramatta acknowledges the Darug people as the traditional custodians of the land on which the female factory buildings stand.